Yeah, I think we started the game quite brightly, first sort of 10 minutes or so, and we had some good opportunities out on the flanks, but the final ball was lacking, and unfortunately that came to nothing. But the disappointing thing today was the manner in we conceded the goals. You know, I thought they were all poor goals, to be honest. You know, the first one, Big Jimmy's been immense for us this season, and unfortunately he's fumbled one, but even then, you know, we had an opportunity to clear it, and it's dropped to their forward who stuck it away. And, you know, for the second goal, the cross has come in far too easy, and a little bit of movement by Darren Edwards, he's got himself a couple of yards and a tap in, really. So a bit of a mountain to climb, but, you know, I thought when we got the goal just before half-time, it gave us a little bit of a lifeline. But then we've kind of got caught with a sucker punch late on.
You mentioned individual errors there for the goals. Would you question James Dormer for the third goal? He was a long way out.
No, as I say, if Jimmy makes a mistake, it ends up in the back of the net 9 times out of 10. But, you know, over the course of this season, he's been immense for us. So, you know, it's difficult. It's difficult to criticise him at all. You know, and you know he's big enough. He'll dust himself down and respond in the correct manner, and that's all we can ask of him.
It seemed that sort of a bit of nervousness perhaps in the team spread to players who don't normally make mistakes, and even Kevin O'Connor, Tom Thorley seem to be giving the ball away quite a lot today.
Yeah, they do, but we're not going to criticise them for giving the ball away. We encourage them to try and pass it, and one of the issues when you keep trying to pass it, not when it's not your day, you know, passes are going to get intercepted, but you know, we want them to keep trying to play the game the right way. And, you know, I think over the course of the season to date, it's worked for us more often than it hasn't. So we'll keep trying to do that. But it wasn't really our day today, but credit to Gloucester. They've worked extremely hard. They've got their goals at the right time, and we've got beat. So it's about the response now, getting back on another run, because we've had a great run.
I guess one positive note would be Mike Simmons coming back to Waddon Road, scoring against his old club. That's 13 goals now this season, so he's still doing well for you.
Yeah, he's another one. He's done ever so well this season, and his goals keep coming. And, you know, I suppose the frustrating thing, there'll be no consolation for Simo in there. He'd rather, you know, win it 1-0 and you keep a clean sheet, but it wasn't to be. But there's lots and lots of positives from the season to date, individually and collectively. It's just we've had one of those today where we haven't defended well enough. Our final ball wasn't good enough in key areas. And the result is you get beat. But, you know, we're still sitting in a decent position. We can respond from this. There's plenty of games left. It's just about getting back on another run as quick as possible.
In just a few days' time, you've got a trip to Vauxhall Motors. Do you think you'll be doing anything differently there than you did today?
Well, hopefully we'll defend a little bit better than we did today. You know, there's none of the boys have argued with us in there. You know, it's clear the goals were poor. They know that. That's the reason we've got beat. But, you know, hopefully we'll bounce back from that and get back to the defending like the Colwyn Bays in recent weeks, where we've done defended really, really well. And if that's the case, then I'm sure we'll win more games.